But you usually would have to buy groceries, though, in the neighborhood.
Yeah, some stores. Mm-hmm. Some big stores. Exchange stores.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, now, nowadays, those great big grocery stores, like out in the malls, you call them,
you call that an alley.
Well, now, a place where a house had been and then was torn down and nothing was standing on it anymore, you call that a...
A parking lot.
Okay. When you want to get a drink of water in a public building, you have to say have a...
A fountain.
And some different kind of cars. Do you remember those old models that they had in the 30s and 40s that had a... outside seat?
Yes, you would call that a rumble seat.
A rumble seat, uh-huh. What did they call that kind of car? Did they call that a...
Well, T-model. You could have a T-model Ford with a rumble seat.
Did you ever heard them talk about a coupe? Did they have a coupe?
Yeah.
He can remember that.
Yes, they had a coupe.
That was in the 30s.
That was in the 30s that they called them. Now, if it had a car with two doors, they would call that a...
A four-door sedan. No, no.
Sedan, or...
No, just two doors.
Four doors, she said. Didn't okay. You say four?
Yeah, four-door
okay.
Sedan.
Four-door sedan. Now, what if it did just have two doors? Then it
two-door
would be
sedan.
Two-door sedan. Now, have you ever heard people, like, talking about big cars like Cadillacs? Have you ever heard them call them any other names? Other than just sedan or Cadillac or whatever. No, okay.
No.
What do they call those?
I know what it is, but I can't call
it. Oh,
them.
You have heard of something?
I know what it is. Mostly all rich people have.
Yeah, yeah.
No. It can be a Rolls Royce.
It could be
a
Rolls Royce or Cadillac, anything. But
Limousine.
Yeah. What about a little truck that people might have to deliver something from a store to a person's house?
Well, you would call that a delivery truck.
Now on a car, the part where the speedometer is, that would be the place where, well, the radio and everything is, you call that
the dashboard.
The dashboard. And that little place over on the right hand side of the dashboard that you can open it up and put things in it.
Glove compartment.
If you had several things like some maps or something you kept in your car to keep them together, you might put around them a
rubber band.
And if you just had a few sheets of paper you wanted to put in the glove compartment, you might clip them together with a clip. Where would you keep your spare tires?
In the back or the side.
And to make the car go, you have to put your foot down on the
gas.
What do you call the thing in a car that you change the gears with?
Call them a gear.
Little humps that they have in old apartment building or something to make the car slow down, they call those...
Make the car slow down?
Yeah, have you ever seen...